Hello and welcome to the One Goal U.S. Soccer Podcast. My name is Matthew Singer, and I'm here with George Abinant. George, we'll start how we always start. How are we doing today?
I'm decent. It's been a long day. Obviously, you guys know me as George Abinant Podcast Extraordinaire. But when I'm not George Abinant Podcast Extraordinaire, I'm George Abinant Student. And it's been a hard day, lots of class, lots of work. But hey, we're hanging in there.
Yeah, man, me too. We are on the precipice of the finals week, and so it is about to be very serious for us. I have no exams. I don't know about you, but a lot of final projects, a lot of papers, and a lot of stuff that hasn't been done that needs to get done. So that's kind of where I'm at. But, you know, at least we have a podcast to talk about U.S. soccer. I mean, if there's any consolation, we're doing better than Sporting Kansas City. We are recording this right now at halftime. Sporting Kansas City down 3-0. Maybe there's a comeback. We won't know. We're recording, so we'll find out at the end of that. But look, all things considered, we're tired, but we're still happy to talk U.S. soccer. So I guess let's start right then and there. We'll do the entire roster breakdown for this lovely December camp. And looking forward to our game against
El Salvador.
Thank you very much.
The mighty El Salvador.
Very nice. Very nice. So we'll break that down for you in 1 second. But quickly, here's your Champions League recap. Of course, we have 7 guys playing on one match day. So that's a record for us. Go, go, USA. Another day, another Gio Reyna assist. We can't complain about that. Christian Pulisic, I think that one's right this time, is back. He's starting against Sevilla. Wasn't super sharp, but, you know, he's back. Captain America, you can't complain.
It was the Giroud show. He tried his best, but my guy Ollie just, he put on a clinic.
Yeah, bro. I mean, it's tough. You have two really good-looking guys on the field at one time. Like, one guy's going to score the goals. You know, it's tough. That's what happens sometimes. So next time.
He had the best beard on the field, though.
All right, we'll give him that. That's a good point. And we had Conrad and Dest. We had Tyler Adams come off the bench. A good start for Weston McKennie. And then today in the Europa League, our boy Tim Weah, is he the new right back for the USMNT?
I don't know, but I was just telling before we hit record, I think I mentioned it once on the podcast before, but the last time I played Tim Weah, U14 Academy, Oakwood Soccer Club versus New York Red Bulls, he came on as a sub and played right back. So that's all I'm going to say. I'm just going to throw that out there. We've seen what's happened to Brian Reynolds. All of a sudden, world-class Juventus, apparently caliber right back, after being a bit part winger for a couple of years. So, hey, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, we'll pour some cold water on that. I'm not sure if Tim Weah is going to be our right back, but he did have an assist. He did look good, had a couple active crosses. It was nice to see him get some playing time, and Lille needed that win to advance. So good for them, happy for Tim, and hopefully, you know, he slowly breaks into that team. Obviously, coming off the hamstring injury, they're being a little cautious, but all things considered, just good to see him on the field, and good to see him happy. You know, I love that Tim Weah smile, one of the best smiles in all of the USMNT pool. But let's get to the beef here, all right? So we have another roster, fresh off of our Football Manager Dream matchup. And while we're talking about that, I do want to plug our earlier interview this week with Matt Miazga. So if you haven't listened to that, please do. It was a great time. I enjoyed Matt. I'm sure George did as well. But always support the Mats, you know, why not? So let's start here. We'll go through the lineup. We'll go goalkeepers first, and then we'll go defenders, midfielders, and forwards. So let's start with goalkeepers, CJ Dos Santos, Bill Hamid, it was David Ochoa, and that was JT Marcinkowski. Is that correct, George?
Marcinkowski.
All right, good enough. Goalkeepers, talk to me right now what's sticking out to you when you see the first list of goalkeepers.
I think what sticks out to me is that the two top MLS goalkeepers, Sean Johnson and Matt Turner, both aren't available. Obviously, we're assuming that the NYCFC and Atlanta United players weren't released because of their CCL action coming up. And then obviously Revolution still playing. So I say Sean Johnson and Matt Turner, the two top American goalies in the league, they're not available. Bill Hamid naturally steps up. And then it was good to see David Ochoa. Obviously, you know, he got injured, has to leave the camp. But I really like CJ Dos Santos as well. He's been in the national team pool for a very long time. Union player, ended up going to Benfica, has been there for a while, was part of the U17 World Cup and U20 World Cup, both as a backup. So he's been in the U.S. system, but he hasn't really gotten his foot going at Benfica, hasn't really played, hasn't established himself as a starter at any youth level. So maybe this is him trying to get a move back to MLS. It's interesting since he's the only non-MLS player on the roster. So it's interesting. I think kind of like Chichiro Donze in the last roster, it's that third goalie spot that I think is interesting to look out for.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think at this point, we can safely say that Bill Hamid will probably be the one starting between the post against
El Salvador.
Thank you. And so, I mean, I think there's not much to really talk about there. I do feel bad for Ochoa. I think he definitely will be coming into possibly a good situation with RSL next season. And it would have been nice to have him have a little bit of national team hype coming into that. But, you know, these things happen. I think at the end of the day, as long as his health is the first priority, that's what's most important. And if all things click for him, he'll be the national team picture going forward. So I think we can just say that's the goalie wrap up. Let's move into the defenders now. You have Julian Araujo, Kyle Duncan, Marco Farfan, who was traded to LAFC today, Aaron Long, Mark McKenzie, Mauricio Pineda, Sam Vines, and Walker Zimmerman. Give me your quick thoughts on those.
Yeah, I think start off, I think you could say the odd man out is Marco Farfan. He's been at Portland for a while, has never really become a full-time starter for them behind Jorge Villafania. And I think this is probably a position we'd have seen a George Bell if he was released. Chase Gaspar is obviously still playing the playoffs. So a lot of left-back options who weren't available. So he gets the nod. So it's up to him to kind of make the most of it. We'll see what he does. But other than that, just a lot of guys we're excited to see. Mark McKenzie, obviously, MLS Defender of the Year candidate, best XI. I think Mauricio Pineda, somebody who went under the radar, even though he led all rookies in minutes, I think only missed 60-odd minutes all season for Chicago Fire. Another guy who, though he played 4 years of college soccer, has been playing for youth national teams since he was 14 years old. So I think I really like this group, a good mix of youngsters and veterans and dual national panic with Julian Araujo. So yeah, I really like this group.
No, I agree. I think one thing to add there is Greg Berhalter mentioned that he wasn't trying to call in DeAndre Yedlin for this camp, but he wasn't able to get him released. So I think it is what it is. You deal with it. But I think in terms of the names on the list, it's hard to complain. All things considered, I like Walker Zimmerman. You know, the center back positions, as we've talked to with Matt Miazga and just talked with each other, it's wide open. Outside of John Brooks, is Mark McKenzie going to step up? Is Walker Zimmerman going to step up? Is Aaron Long going to reclaim that spot? I think that's something I really look at for this camp, as who will step up from this group to say, I'm going to be part of that main group. Is there anyone in particular that you look at and say, that's the guy I want to see in particular? Or are Aaron Long, Mark McKenzie, Walker Zimmerman, even Mauricio Pineda all still in the same group? Like, is there anyone that is kind of ahead of them right now?
I think right now, that battle between the three of them, specifically Walker Zimmerman, Aaron Long, Mark McKenzie, those are all three guys who want to be starting next to John Brooks. We talked to Matt Miazga, who many will say is the fourth guy. And then obviously you have Chris Richards, who is still finding his footing, trying to secure himself, you know, for a first team. So I'd say these three guys are fighting for one spot for the most part. They all know that. They're all smart guys and they've all had great seasons. Aaron Long, decent season. We've seen him have better, but Walker Zimmerman and Mark McKenzie both had incredible seasons. So I think who starts the El Salvador game will be very telling.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I also think, you know, it'd be interesting for Julian Araujo and Kyle Duncan. I think those are guys who quietly had really good MLS seasons. And I think for Kyle Duncan especially, he's someone that if he was a left back, everyone would be like, man, Kyle Duncan, he's really up and coming, huh? Same thing for Julian Araujo. But our right back depth is crazy right now. So I think one of these guys, I don't know what breaking through really looks like at the right back position, but I think either of these guys stand to be in a good position. But you know, one thing that could change, we haven't seen it announced yet, is Brian Reynolds being added to this group. You mentioned him being linked to Juventus. So I'm not sure that will happen, whether he'll be brought in or not. It's getting towards the end of the week, so I'm not sure it'll even happen at this point. But Brian Reynolds comes in. I think that'd be great to have him in the camp, but do you think it's something that will happen? And if that happens, do you think he'll start?
Yeah, I think it's very late. We were just talking about it. Everyone kind of assumed that whoever lost between the Seattle Sounders and FC Dallas game, you'd get either Jordan Morris and Christian Roldanen, or you'd get Ferreira, Reynolds, and
Tessman.
Tessman, that's who it was. Sorry, Tanner Tessman. Yeah, so we assumed that we would get one of those two or one of those three into the camp. But it's getting late. The team's been training for multiple days. The game is in 6 days, I believe. You have to sit out a day to get your positive or your negative test rather back. So it's kind of getting shortened. And you'd want the first national team camp experience for those guys, especially the FC Dallas young players. Obviously, Frere already made his first appearance, but to be like a full experience, not coming to play catch up. And there is the January camp. They're not hurting their stock by not being in this December camp. So we'll see if they do get called up. At this point, I feel like I'd rather have Brian Reynolds, Tanner Tessman, Jesus Ferreira go into the January camp with the full team right from the first day.
I think I'm with you at this point. It would be nice to see them. But like you said, at this point, it's not like it's a lost cause. But if you're going to have your first introduction to the national team, we want to give you that full introduction. So I think you're right about that. And I think we could see a lot of interesting guys in that January camp. But we'll get there when we get there. Let's move on to the midfielders now. Of course, we have Brendan Aaronson, who will be moving to Salzburg soon. And then in January, that will be. Kellen Acosta making his return. Frankie Amai, who was originally slated to be part of this group, but he tested positive for COVID-19 and is now being replaced by Jackson Ewell. Also, Cole Bassett and the incumbent, Sebastian Lejeune, in a nice double call-up in the earlier November camp. Now it comes back for this camp here. So what do you think about this little group here? I think it's pretty good, all things considered.
Yeah, I think the most interesting one, who you didn't mention, is Andres Pereira. Andres Pereira from Orlando City started all 5 games for Colombia at the U20 World Cup last year. So he's a big dual national prospect. He didn't necessarily set the world alight at Orlando this season. He was a solid player for them when he did get on the field. So I think he's an interesting prospect to be in the camp. This is somebody who is obviously well-regarded in the Colombian national team circle. He started every single game. He didn't just go to the World Cup. He started every game for them. So I think it's interesting to get him in. He's in a similar situation with Efrain Alvarez, who we'll talk about, where they haven't fouled that one-time switch, so they won't be playing in the El Salvador game. But I think he's very interesting because he's going to get in. He's going to get a look. This is a little different than the camp last month because it's not much of those key guys. He's not going to have a Weston McKennie integrating him into the culture, Christian Pulisic coming for a day or two. So he has other guys who are kind of fighting for their way to play for the national team. There's no one who's going to hold his hand. Maybe like a Lejet who's going to hold his hand and say, hey, I've been here before. Let me show you how the national team works. All these guys are on the hunt to be part of the full national team. So I think that's a very interesting situation for him to be a part of.
Yeah, definitely. You mentioned the one-time switch thing. That's true. They're not going to be playing, but it is cool to bring them in. And it's also a testament to Greg Berhalter, man. Like, it's cool to see him doing their work. It's not just about the Yunus Musas and saying, okay, like, we want you to play now. But we also, you know, we're going to bring you in to say, welcome to the team and just see if you like it. And obviously you can't play per se, but just come in and see the environment. And that's what he said before. We want to show them the environment. It's really ultimately up to them. But the fact that we're getting them into the environment alone is an accomplishment in itself. You know, and I'm happy for Kellen Acosta to get his way back into the lineup. I don't think he's going to be playing. Is it left back he played under Klinsmann? So I think that experiment might end, which is good. But I think in this group particular, I see Brendan Aaronson, and Greg Berhalter mentioned this today, that this is really a time for Brendan Aaronson to show his dominance within this group. Obviously, Lejet is kind of the only other veteran. Yes, we have Paul Arriola, but we'll get to him in a second. But within this group, it's Aaronson's team, all things considered. He's really the guy who could really make this game his own and really lead things from the midfield. So I'm excited to see how he pulls the strings. Cole Bassett as well, a very highly touted prospect, had a super underrated season for Colorado, was linked to Arsenal, Freiburg, a bunch of stuff like that. So I think he's someone that's interesting. And I also think Jackson Ewell, like, all things considered, he's not the sexiest name, but he does a lot of that passing six, kind of like a Johnny Cardoso, lie deep, you know, helps do the Michael Bradley type role. So I think that's an interesting player, and we'll see what it all looks like. But I think, you know, again, all things considered, it's a pretty good midfield group.
Yeah, you have to remember Jackson Ewell was a key player in Nations League. He started, I believe, 3 out of the 4 games. He was a key player. He's somebody who, when Tyler Adams was out, he stepped in. So I think I was initially surprised he was not on the original roster, but definitely makes sense for him to come in.
Yeah, and I'm really gutted Frankie Amai. He had a really good season for FC Cincinnati, and I wish that he could have had this opportunity, but hopefully he does have some in the future, maybe in that January camp as well. But like you mentioned with Ewell, it's that backup six position. Cardoso kind of made it his own for a second, so we'll see if Ewell can force his way back in there. And I think you mentioned earlier in talking about goalkeepers that Sean Johnson didn't get released. I think the same could be said for Keaton Parks, who had a really good season. Unfortunately, because of injuries, we missed seeing James Sands, but hopefully those guys can eventually get back into the national team fold. But again, all things considered, pretty good. All right, so now we will move on to the forwards. One of my favorite group here. We have Ayo Akinola. Sorry, Canada. It's just a friendly, but sorry. Efrain Alvarez. Also, sorry, Mexico. Again, it's just a friendly. Paul Arriola making it back from the ACL. Happy to see Paul. Daryl DK.
Sorry, Jordy. Nigeria. Sorry, I thought we were doing. So, I was saying sorry, okay, Nigeria. All right. No. That's on me.
No, my bad. All right. Anyways, I'll go back again. Paul Arriola. We're good. Sorry to, I guess, his doctor, because like his knees are good now, maybe. I don't know. Jordy Mihaljevic, welcome back. And Chris Mueller, welcome in. So, I mean, that's a pretty good group. What do you think about them?
Yeah, I think a lot of guys who earned this. I think Ayo Akinola, Daryl DK, Chris Mueller all earned it. Everybody was panning for them to get called up, all deserved. And then I think Jordy Mihaljevic, he went under the radar. He played as a 10 when we saw him with Berhalter. Had some good games, had some not so good games. But this season for Chicago Fire, he played more as a left winger, inverted, getting between lines and combining. And Chicago Fire didn't have a great year, but I think him and Mauricio Pineda played pretty well for themselves, and that's why they're in the camp right now. So I think he's one who maybe went under the radar as to why he was called up. Not the sexiest name on the list that everyone's looking forward to, but I think keep an eye out for him. And I think Paul Arriola too. If you look at this camp, Paul Arriola has 33 caps, which is 33 more than a lot of guys at this camp. And so the same way that I was saying, you know, there's not a lot of guys for an Andres Pereira, for example, who are going to be necessarily making him feel welcome per se, because they're not welcome as well. Paul Arriola is one of those guys who, like I said, along Sebastian Legette, you know, can be like, hey, this is the national team. This is what we do. Have any questions and not be worried. I think he is a guy who I would put on any 23-man roster now for a World Cup qualifier, because you know what you're going to get from him. You can throw him on the 65th minute. If you're up a goal, if you're down a goal, the game is tied, you know what you're going to get from Paul Arriola. So I really like him coming back and getting back to things after his injury.
Yeah, me too. I love Paul Arriola. He's definitely one of those guys who just works really, really hard. I do have a quick trivia question for you. Do not look at the doc right now. Outside of Paul Arriola, who's the guy who has the next most caps in this group?
Surely I would have to say Sebastian Legette, but maybe Aaron Long is right behind him.
Kellen Acosta.
Really? Is he in the 20s?
Yeah, he's 23.
Ah.
Good little fun fact to everyone there. But yeah, I like this group as well. I think Daryl DK, Akinola, two great dual nats to bring in. Efrain Alvarez, you bring him in, get him used to the system, see if he likes it. Worst case scenario, he gets some free gear, and I think we're going to be okay either way. But DK, I'm really excited about, and I'm happy for Chris Mueller, especially, but I think DK is the one, and Akinola, those are two. I'm like, I want to see what those guys can do, because you look at the rest of our striker pool, I think they're very unique in terms of the pure strength that they offer. You know, I think maybe we would see a Josie Altidore, but I'm not sure he's 100% healthy at this point. And I think maybe you bring him in for January, but the striker position is pretty open. You know, Josie Zardes is not there. He's still in the playoffs with Columbus Crew. We're not going to see Jesus Ferreira probably. We might get to see him called in later, but he's been playing as a 10. He's been playing kind of everywhere for FC Dallas. So I think it's a really fun group, and this position, kind of like the center back position, is wide open. So maybe one of these guys actually sticks their foot in, puts the ball in the back of that, and says, hey, Greg Berhalter, don't forget about me next time we're at full strength. So I like Paul Arriola. I think Chris Mueller, I'm not the biggest fan of him. I think he's one of those guys who's pretty good, and he kind of borders along the line of almost good enough for the national team, but not quite, and pretty good in the MLS. And there's been rumors of him going to like FC Groningen maybe at the end of this season. So maybe he goes to Europe and kind of establishes himself that way. But, you know, we'll see what he has to offer. I'm happy for him to get his first call. It was deserved after a great season. But like you said, I mean, I can't really complain. Maybe you want to see a Caden Clark in this group. Maybe you want to see a Moses Nyman. But those guys are young. You know, this is kind of a little bit older of a group, a more established group. And I think there's no one here that I'm like, man, I wish we had them. Is there anyone you'd say, I wish we had them? Maybe Eric Williamson, but he's injured. So I don't know. I think it's pretty good.
I think the name for that is Jeremy Abobise, but he had that concussion late in the year. He barely was able to come back. So especially if you're Portland Timbers, he doesn't need to go play against El Salvador, who's going to make sure he gets an even worse concussion. So I think he's a one name that would have definitely been in this camp, but I'm sure there's some sort of agreement that, hey, let this guy's head rest. Like, we don't need any more problems from him, and hopefully he'll be good to go for January.
I don't know. I'm pretty excited. Do you want to talk about the El Salvador game as a whole? Is there anything you're looking at tactically to say, let's see how Berhalter does this?
I think El Salvador is an underrated opponent, and the reason I say that is because I'm not familiar with who's going to be on the roster, whether it's going to be full first choice or not, but it's a CONCACAF game. It's not going to be easy. You're going to have guys who don't care you play in MLS. They're going to be chipping at your ankles. They're going to be taking cheap shots, and it's going to be a test. If you can't handle El Salvador and Florida, you can't handle Costa Rica and Costa Rica, and there's really no time for guys who can't handle those situations, because we need to make a World Cup. We didn't make the World Cup last time. We went to Trinidad and Tobago. We couldn't get the job done. And this is a small test. If we see, for example, let me just say Brendan Aaronson, he's complaining to the refs because, you know, a guy's pulling on his shirt. Then you're thinking to yourself, huh, maybe Sebastian Legette does have to start our next World Cup qualifier. So it's just little things like that, which I'm excited to see.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think one thing I'll be looking at is the striker position again, Daryl DK. I think this is one of those positions, one of these times where you can, the physicality of a big striker really comes in handy. And you can see, it's just something that we can use against a Costa Rica, against one of those CONCACAF teams where you need some muscle, and this is where we can bring it on or where we can use it. And I wonder, you know, how the wingers are going to be used. I don't know if we should expect Paul Ariola to play that much. I still want to be a little bit careful with him. But, I mean, I think, like you said, you touched on a lot of it in seeing how players respond to the physicality. And I think that's really what it comes down to. And if I had to pick one player to key on, I mentioned him before, but to me, it really comes down to Brennan Aaronson. Is this going to be the game where he says, look, bro, I'm going to Salzburg in a month. Like, I can boss this game. So I think it's a really big opportunity for him. I would love to see Cole Bassett come on and say, hey, I can also boss this game. Aaron Long maybe shutting everyone down. I really hope we don't even give up a goal, to be honest with you. I think that's kind of my expectation. We should take this pretty handedly. Is that a wrong expectation to have?
Yeah, it's one of those games where you kind of want to see everyone eat. You want to see Ayoel Kanola score his first goal. You want to see Daryl DK score his first goal. We want to see a diamond of assists from Brennan Aaronson. We want to see Mark McKenzie play an absolutely worldly of a ball to his weak left foot. You know, we want to see everybody prove that they're ready. So that way there's more headaches for Greg Berhalter. We don't want to see anyone falter. And once again, it's going to be El Salvador is not the best opponent, but let's show that it's El Salvador, kind of like we did against Panama. Let's, after the game, people say, oh, we won 5-0 because it was El Salvador. Let's not have people say, how'd you only win 2-0? It was El Salvador. So we want to have I'll just say it again. I want everyone to eat. Absolutely everyone. I want goals. I want assists. I want clean sheets. I want it all.
Yep. No, I'm all for it. I'm really excited. Another game to watch. I can't complain. And, you know, it's nice that after this one, we're going to have something in January. So we had our long drought. Now we get our USMNT fixed. So I'm excited. Nice to see the new jerseys again. I like those. Do you like the new jerseys?
Yeah, actually, I just bought it the other day. Shout out Matt. He showed me, let me know that there was a sale going on. Got the new US jersey. It's coming next week. I couldn't be more excited.
Yeah, man, me too. I like the new jerseys. I got the new little warm-up top. So, you know, we're looking good. Even though you guys can't see us, we're excited. We're big fans and all that good stuff. So we'll be back this time next week to break it all down. We'll give you our thoughts and, you know, all that good stuff. But don't forget also to check out our Matt Miazga interview, which is a lot of fun. And again, everyone do rate, review, and subscribe. I do see a little more ratings, so that's good. But, you know, keep it going. I like the 5 stars. 4-star, if you really don't like us, I guess that's fine. But 5 stars probably better.
No, we like 5 stars. We only take 5 stars, please.
All right, yeah. All right, 5 stars only. Get us up on the algorithm. That's what we want. I think that's the end game. But, you know, this was a fun recording, George. Hopefully the finals go well for you. And get some rest, man. I know it's tiring. But that'll wrap up this edition of the One Goal US Soccer Podcast. Thanks, everyone, for listening.